Violet Beauregard.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Violet.
Montana, and with her the proud parents.
She's like 84 now.
A great civic leader. I'm friend Sam Beauregard here, Square Deal Sam, to you with all of today's.
Like every program director I've ever had.
Get anywhere in the entire country. Now this little number right here is a four-door station. Thank you, sir. Violet, would you care to say a few words to the nation?
Here it is, golden ticket number 3, and it's all mine.
Hey, Charlie, I'm so freaking confused.
Stop it.
Switch to candy bars.
Charlie's like, no.
Except at mealtimes when I stick it behind my ear.
Violet.
Cool it, mother.
Now,
this piece of gum here is
cool it, mother.
3 months solid.
And is that Slugworth right behind her?
Let me just butt in here for a moment to say there's been a few folks watching.
Certainly was. Nice scar on the face there, Slugworth.
Dinner.
Yeah, nice little Oxford soup.
Dinner at the Buckets.
Just making more soup, dear.
Mom, why did I have to be your son?
Same reason I had you. Bad luck.
Everything all right at school?
Yep.
Good.
Jump in here, Charlie.
Mom, why can't you be like the other mothers and whore yourself out?
Mom, where do we get these giant forks? Made of wood?
Yeah. Guess I'll be going now.
Mom, why does our house have to smell like a Chinese dry cleaner?
I thought you'd like to know. Most people are pretty interested. I know I'm interested. There are only 2 tickets left, you know. Just 2.
Nice Helen Reddy haircut.
I wonder who the lucky ones will be.
More like Helen Keller.
Mm-hmm.
Just that's as hot.
Charlie, there are 100 billion people in this world and only 5.
And they're all better than you.
And they all have better meals than you.
And after this contest is over, you'll be no different from the billions of others who didn't find.
You know, losers.
I'm sorry, Charlie. You're just worthless.
Yeah.
One day things will change.
Charlie, I'd like to sing you a little song called You're a Loser.
No. Oh, hello.
See you later.
Hey.
Cheer up, Charlie. Freaking loser.
Well, it looks like her boobs are coming in, too. Well, I know what they're not spending their money on. Voice lessons.
That's me walking to school at 12.
Have a great day at school, Mike, you little fatso.
What happened to that smile I used to
up, little one.
This is the extended version where Charlie gets raped.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's really funny. It's really funny.
Huh. Funny?
It's the everlasting rape stopper.
No, deep down you know.
Shut up.
You don't have to throw things at the screen.
Look at that idiot.
No one knew he was actually blind through most of the movie. That guy sitting there's got it better than Charlie Bucket.
What's Jack Lemmon doing sitting there? You idiot, get out of here.
It's run over.
Can this day get any worse?
Mom, can I get a new purse? This one's too big and flowery.
Look at Charlie.
The moon is even luckier than you.
Just follow it and keep your dream with you.
Hey.
Pretty soon.
You recycled that. What's the matter with you, kid?
What are you upset about? That you just walked by 550.
think I slept there before. I drew that chicken.
Nice life. Nice life for a 12-year-old wandering the streets of slummy London at 12 o'clock in the morning.
And mom singing away.
Yeah.
Not care in the world.
On the stoop.
While the rest of the world goes on searching, here in the Southwest, it has actually happened. That's what I said, friends. There's only one golden ticket left in the entire world. Because right here,
I hate you.
In our own community of Marble Falls, Arizona, is lucky winner number.
Look at that lamp. Yeah, that is a nice lamp.
Mr. Mike TV.
There you go.
You think we might shut that thing off?
No, are you crazy?
Oh, is he annoying.
Corey Feldman's first role?
Mm-hmm.
Can't you shut up? I'm busy. Boy, what a great show.
Nice
list. I serve all the TV dinners right here. He's never even been to the table.
You love to watch TV, Mike?
You bet.
That's a lot of work.
That guy can wield the mic.
What do you think that's all about?
Check him out, man. What's
I wish that were real.
Coke 45. Pop one, let me have it.
That's good malt liquor, Mike TV.
You are really annoying.
I'll get you all the ecstasy you want, kid.
Four down, one to go. And somewhere out there, another lucky person.
And I'm not wearing pants.
Closer to the last of the most sought-after prizes in history. Though we cannot help but envy him, whoever it is.
Oh, it's the evening art ort.
You must remember there are many more important things. Many more important things. Offhand, I can't think of what they are, but I'm sure there must be.
Go ahead, run that thing.
The Mikey Show 28-Hour Marathon is brought to you by KSWB Channel 569. Tune in Thursday night for Smallville at 8 o'clock. Official home of the Mikey Show 28-Hour Marathon is
KIOZ, San Diego's Rock.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m.
Another chance for your hopes and dreams to be dashed. Here we go. Here we go.
I feel lucky this time.
Well, it ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, you don't know.
Oh, really?
You don't tell me.
No, come on. We lose it, everything, Charlie. Open it.
The old man is addicted to seeing his crushed expression.
Yeah.
It's really
It's
funny.
So delicious. You know, watching your eyes fade to nothing.
It's better than Viagra.
Oh, nothing. Great, great.
Now rub it in his face.
Hey, Charlie, can I kick you in the ribs now?
Oh.
Give me a hug. We suck.
And also, Charlie, nobody likes you.
Locked 403. I can personally guarantee, ladies and gentlemen, that this is the one and only, the absolutely last case of Wonka bars left in the United Kingdom. Shall we start the bidding at £1,000?
Button shops. Do I get
£1,000? £1,500? £2,000?
Can I really have to do it so subtly?
Just picked his nose.
£4,000? £4,500? £5,000?
Oh my God, it's mayhem.
Your Majesty.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Curtis. Doesn't seem to be anything in his papers to give us a clue.
Yeah, nice dragnet ripoff.
Try to stay
just the facts, ma'am.
Ransom. All we can do is wait to hear their demands.
I'll give them anything.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vanessa Williams.
She's hot.
Go ahead, Willis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, black.
They want your case of Wonka bars.
No.
Wonka bars.
It's a sweet approach.
Did you hear me? It's your husband's life or your case of Wonka bars.
Wonka bars.
Hello, Mrs. Grubb.
You bitch.
That's it. It's all over. The Wonka contest is all over. The fifth and final ticket.
That's the end of the movie, I guess, guys. We're going to wrap it up.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that was a good one.
Movie over.
Stanley.
It's Fez.
And less political has just been found. Right here in Paraguay. The finer is lucky Alberto Mignoletta.
Paraguay.
The multimillionaire.
Is this guy a pitcher for the Red Sox?
South America.
For you, Boston Rob.
Available of the heavy finder. The man who has finally put his hands to win command.
You guys ought to go to sleep train. Seriously.
That's that.
rubbish to Jose.
Not to Charlie, it wasn't. Little boy's got to have something in this world to hope for.
Grandpa, if I win, I'm buying you a wig. Like the one Mom wears.
Don't those old people work?
I like the one I wear.
Does Charlie have a herpes on his lip?
The love bump.
Hello, kids. I still haven't fixed my teeth. Back to you. We will now take turns kicking me in the mouth. Can't get any worse.
Today, we are going to learn about...
teeth.
For example, let's take the recent unpleasantness. Supposing there were 1,000 Wonka bars in the world, and during the contest... you
nice brand-new-looking chalkboard.
That number is... a percent. Everyone understand? Dear American, how many Wonka bars did you open?
About 100.
There are 10 hundreds in 1,000, therefore you opened 10%.
Right, Einstein. Can we go?
150.
That's 10%
off. Matt Damon.
How many did you open?
Two.
That's easy. 200 is twice 100.
Not 200, just two.
What are
two.
You, poor?
What do you mean you only own two?
I don't care very much for chocolate.
Ah, well, you're worthless and don't deserve to live.
So let's pretend you open 200. Now, if you open 200 Wonka bars, apart from being dreadfully sick, you'd have used up 20% of 1,000.
Look at that little girl in the background.
She was evil.
Cheer up, Charlie. You sad sack.
Oh. What do we have here?
Is that money?
Still not gonna win.
Mr. Pervert, can I buy another Wonka bar?
Sure. Why? A slugworth sizzler? Wonka's crumbs is
the the bar without the thing on the back.
Right. Can I get just get the chocolate without your worthless flirting?
Okay.
Something wrong with your throat there, pervy?
Easy.
I know you're trying to get the
like
taste
that.
Out, but...
Try a shower, Charlie.
Sorry, kid, I sold the X-Lax.
I just one more. My Grandpa Joe.
Sure.
Your Grandpa Joe.
Why not try a regular Wonka bar this time?
Guy from 2005 standing there in Levi's.
Yeah. Awesome.
That means there's one golden ticket still floating around somewhere.
Can you imagine the nerve of that guy trying to fool the whole world?
Oh, he really was a crook. Well, this means a contest.
I'm Future Man. Maybe I've got it.
Could it be?
I know, I'll open Grandpa Joe's bar. Jerk.
Aww.
Please don't be there. Please don't be there.
Daddy.
Please don't be there.
If it's there, I'll be bitter and hold resentments. Yay!
Oh, crap.
I am still a loser. Get your hands off me.
Oh, no.
Run, Charlie, run! It really is gone.
Come here.
Stand back there. Leave your boy alone.
So awkward.
Leave him alone. Break it up. For
here. Show it over here.
Come on, Charlie. Hold on to the ticket.
Or Slugworth.
Hold it, Charlie. Run straight home. And
I'm sure he won't talk to him. Me, Miss Slugworth, like, this kid's a loser.
I will sell out my family. Because everyone has the price.
Running down.
Jiminy.
Well, that's what happens when you run down Rape Alley.
Arthur Slugworth, president of Slugworth Chocolates Incorporated.
I see.
Now listen carefully, because I'm going to make you very rich indeed. Mr. Wonka is...
Didn't he play the Nazi in Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Mm.
The everlasting gobstopper. Mm. If he succeeds, he'll ruin me. So all I want you to do is to get hold of just one everlasting gobstopper and bring it to me so that I can find the secret formula.
No.
Your reward will be 10,000 of these. Think it over, will you?
Yeah, but those are pennies.
Those are playing cards.
Yeah, those are food stamps.
Yes, but you'll get 10,000 of them.
Everlasting gobstopper.
Whatever. Down Rape Alley.
Don't care about my family. There's four people in my bed now.
It's mine!
You're pulling our legs, Charlie. There aren't any more golden tickets.
No, Grandpa!
Grandpa pulls out a revolver, shoots him in the foot.
End of story.
Look at it, Grandpa. See for yourself.
Read it, Joe, for heaven's sake.
I don't know how to read.
Reading to you, the lucky finder of this golden ticket from Mr. Willy Wonka. Present this ticket at the factory gates at 10 o'clock in the morning of the first day of October, and do not be late. You may bring with you one member of your own family, but no one else.
Isn't that great, Grandpa? I'm going to take my real dad. None of you have met him.
Charlie, you got it?
Oh, God.
Aww. Since I can take somebody with me.
I'm thinking of our neighbor. Nice boob. Look at the bed. Look at the frame of the bed. Nice boob frame.
It must be cold in there.
Yeah. Who's the set designer for this show? We want a bed that looks like two big T's sticking straight up in the air.
There we go. That ought to work. Perfect. And wait a second.
Oh, no.
Oh, I just saw an upskirt.
Because I got a dirty nightgown.
Oh, yeah. Get me some.
Hey.
Come on, Charlie.
Ow!
I'll take you to the candy shop.
Oh, God.
What? There's two idiots in the bed.
I think that nightgown is made out of the same material those drapes are made out of.
Look at me. Up and about. I haven't done this in 20 years.
All right. Oh, urinate on his own.
Years.
That's what your wife said.
I never thought my life could be.
Comes a song.
I never thought that I could pee.
But suddenly I begin to see a bit of good luck for me. 'Cause I've got a golden tea.
Shower.
All right.
I've got a golden twinkle in my eyes. Never had a chance to shine.
Oh, yeah. Sing it, Grandpa.
Sing, but suddenly half the world is mine. What an amazing thing.
Sean.
I've got a cranky prostate.
I never thought I'd see the day.
Oh, that's where he goes to the bathroom. To say good
morning. Yeah.
See that little pot under there?
Uh-huh. I would be slapping the lamp on the
tree, cause I'm... That was a quickie.
But it can be done. He should go to the chocolate factory wearing that.
Mm. Well, he's already got chocolate on it.
Here I go. Watch my speed.
Hey, look, you can do something that we all can do. Mm. Walk.
Because I am about to vomit. Over the moon and ecstasy, but nevertheless, it's there that I'm shortly about to be. Because I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance to make my way. And with a golden ticket, it's a golden day.
That would have been awesome if Kobo would have jumped out of that. Ready to go.
All right. Yeah, we're good. Boy, yeah, he sure doesn't look very invalid.
Look at the sun.
Hey, Grandpa, can you put a T-shirt on or something?
Probably gray pubes all over the floor now.
All right.
It says the 1st of October. That's tomorrow.
That was 3 days ago.
This is Joe.
Comb your hair, wash your face, polish your shoes, and brush your
teeth. Everything there.
We don't have too much time.
Can we open the day for any of Mr. Slaughter?
Grandpa, quit being a total tool. Welcome to Vacaville. Now, what country is this supposed to be, you think? I mean, is it America? Is it London? Is it Candy Town?
London.
Hi, Foggy London Town.
Hi, Maggie. Hi, Fish Face. How do I look?
Fish Face.
Well, this is it, folks. This is the big day. The historic day on which Willie...
Look at that lady in the background. ...and showing gifts on the five lucky winners.
From all over the globe, people have gathered here, waiting for the hour to strike. She's wasted.
Yeah. Willie Wonka. My shades.
Hi, friend. Sam Beauregard here. The next time you're in Miles City, Montana, don't forget to visit...
Hey, Bob, for heaven's sake, this is my show. I couldn't eat, sweetie. I've still got it. How's this for a stick?
That was awful.
What if your gum disintegrate after 3 months?
Really important question.
I don't know. We'll have to look into that.
Let me ponder that for the rest of the show. Yeah. I'll get back to you.
Thank you.
Save some room for later, Augustus.
He'd eat his face if he could.
Hmm.
Oh, please. Could they make this poor Charlie Bucket any worse?
The meanest of the ball, Mr. Willy Wonka.
How's that hat even staying on?
That's what time we get off.
Oh. Maybe we can go.
Yeah, time to go late. Where do I want to go? Where do I want to go?
There he is. Gene Wilder. Got a golden visa. Guy standing there from the Colonial War. Why is everyone so quiet there? Shouldn't they be cheering and Carrying on? Couldn't be that creepy velvet purple coat, right?
I just think they're in shock that Gene Wilder walked out.
Right. Uh-oh, something's coming.
Not impressive.
And again. All right, guys, thanks for coming.
Again,
we'll see you.
You can walk like a normal person. Awesome. Congrats.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to my talk.
Bow ties equal pedophiles.
Come on, Brutus, sweetheart.
Tattletale.
Welcome. It's nice to have you here. I'm so glad you could come. This is going to be such an exciting day.
All right.
I think you will. And now, would you please show me your golden tickets?
I'm Veruca Salt.
My dear Veruca, what a pleasure. And how pretty you look in that lovely mink coat.
I've got 3 others at home.
Oh, may I slap you?
Just step over there for me.
Whoa, you are one fat SOB. Jeez, I don't have enough chocolate for you, fatty. Move along.
Yeah, this must be your morbidly obese mother.
Now I see why you're so fat.
Sam Beauregard here, Mr. Walker.
Oh, shut up.
If ever you need anything in the automotive line, just call on Sam B. Phone number's on the car.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. I make chocolate, dude.
I'm Mike TV.
Wow, really, that's your last name? TV?
Hi, Mrs. TV. How do you do?
How's this Nancy Radio?
Thank you. Charlie Bucket.
Well, Charlie Bucket.
Yeah. Completely non-memorable. Thanks, Charlie. Give me that.
Delighted to meet you, sir.
Who is this vagrant with you?
Yes, good.
You must be the man.
Woo! Here we go.
Yay, we didn't win.
The last you'll ever see of these people. No Wonka killer.
All of you will be eaten. And nice shorts there, Augustus. Real cute legs, kid.
Wait a minute. Strike that. Reverse it. Thank you.
What are they going to do? They got to leave their coats?
We're looking coat hangers.
Well, here we go.
Little surprises around every corner, but nothing dangerous.
Don't be alarmed. As soon as your outer vestments are in hand, we'll begin. Now, will the children finally step up here?
This is stage number one.
Oh.
That's far festive.
Standard Clear Channel contract.
Okay, nice.
That's right.
I didn't know we had to sign anything.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Evil Empire.
Et cetera.
Hold it. Let me through here, you kids. Violet, baby, don't you sign anything there. What's this all about?
Standard form of contract.
Don't talk to me about contracts, Wonka. I use them myself. They're strictly for suckers.
Yes, but you wouldn't begrudge me a little protection. A drop.
I don't sign anything without my lawyer.
My Veruca don't sign anything either.
Then she don't go in. I'm sorry, rules of the house.
I want to go in. Don't you dare stop me.
I'm only trying to help you, sweetheart.
Give me that pen.
That's right.
You're always making things difficult.
Oh.
Whoa.
Vomit head.
Wow. Vomit head.
She's going.
Shut up, John.
What's all that small print there at the bottom?
Oh, if you have any problems, dial information. Thank you for calling.
Mike, Augustus,
and Hot Violet.
Who's this movie made?
I assume there's an accident indemnity clause.
Yeah, look at Boston Rob. That's not true.
Never. What about me, Grandpa?
Hi, away, Charlie.
You don't know how to write, Charlie.
Let's go in. Come on.
Patience, little dear.
I want a feather pen.
In order. Everyone sign. Yes. Good. On we go.
There's a fan blowing directly on my back, and it is freezing.
Oh, I'm dying over here.
Yeah, I'm chilly over here.
Are you hot, Eddie?
Yes.
You're hot. Why don't you guys move the fan? You can have the fan, and they'll blow on Sean and Eddie.
I'd love that.
It's freezing.
Dying.
Want to help him out? Be Rob, be Riz.
Be Rizzle.
Because I got to take a wee-wee.
Questions
will
come at the end of the session. We must
move.
Come on.
Well,
come on. Ah, here we are.
Oh, don't be a darn fool.
Where are you
going to
go with that?
It is. Are you sure? We'll just come through there. How do you like that? Oh, what is this, Wonka? Some kind of fun house? Why, having fun?
I'm not going in there.
Come on, Bob. You're getting out of here. Oh, you can't get out backwards. You've got to go forwards to go back. Better press on.
Hey, the room is getting smaller.
No, it's not. He's getting bigger.
He's at it again.
Where's the chocolate?
I doubt if there is any.
I doubt if any of us will get out of here alive.
You should never, never doubt what nobody is sure about.
You're not squeezing me through that tiny door.
You're off your bleeding nut, Wonka. No one can get through there.
My dear friends, you are now about to enter the nerve center to the entire Wonka factory. Inside this room, all of my dreams become realities. And some of my realities become dreams. And almost everything you see is edible. I mean, you can eat almost everything.
Let me in, I'm sorry.
Hey, easy, fatty. Don't lose your jeez.
We wouldn't want anyone to lose that. Yeah. Now, the combination. This is a musical lock.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now it's there getting good. Come on.
So let me get this straight. That handrail right there is edible. Liar.
That's what they say.
He's a liar.
You don't know.
Those stairs are edible.
Yeah. You don't know.
The ground.
Yep.
That's real sanitary.
His hair.
The downstairs hair.
Sean.
Okay. Yeah, that kid is retarded.
Count to three. You really do grow to hate me.
Seriously.
Oh.
Uh-oh, creepy. In a world. What are you looking at, Gene?
Oh.
But nice khakis.
Very dapper.
I know that. We'll be
with a spirit traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will define explanation. No, oh, you're so tricky.
Boy.
If you want a view
of paradise. So annoying. Can we just go? Jeez. The whole song and dance routine. Okay.
Creepy.
That is hot.
Okay, all right.
Sean.
He just picked his hair and everything's edible and he just dropped it. I mean, like, what the hell is the matter with you? Oh, that fern right there is edible. And those balloons. You're a liar, Wonka. And a cheat. You should be ashamed of yourself.
You'll come there with your imagination. Living there, you'll be free. If you truly wish to be.
Truly gay singing voice.
Wait, all that candy and that's what they go for?
Yeah, yum.
Hey, look, gummy balloons, everybody.
Yeah, let me crack that on your head for you, kid.
That's
so disgusting.
Yeah, that's gross.
Oh. So disgusting.
Like Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
Gross.
Why are you eating a lemon?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mom. Pig.
But not because she's eating.
Yeah. Those are obviously balloons.
Yeah, eat these right out of the litter box. If you want to view a blood river, look right over my frigging shoulder. Anything you do it. Want to change the world. There's nothing cool this. Were bow ties ever cool that big?
No.
Mm-mm.
Never.
No.
There is no.
Were bow ties ever cool?
Who comes?
Besides Malcolm X, who pulled off the bow tie?
Yeah.
Living. A little spotty.
There's nothing in there, Gene.
Yeah, there's nothing in there.
You don't know.
Gene, there's nothing in
there. You don't know. Look,
really?
Oh, look.
Gulping nothing.
It's tea, dude.
Nothing. Nothing.
Nope.
Amazing.
Wow.
What a great wax.
It's industrial waste, huh? You've ruined your watershed, Wonka. It's polluted.
It's chocolate.
That's chocolate.
Yeah, you want to go in and find out?
Hang on a couple seconds. The fat guy will. 10,000
gallons an hour. And look at my water. That's the most important thing. It's mixing my chocolate. It's actually churning my chocolate. You know,
it's
no other
B positive.
Mixes its chocolate by waterfall. But it's the only way if you want it just right.
Look over there, past the river. They're little men.
Jumping crocodile sharks.
You call them midgets, Charlie. It's fine.
With a really bad sunburn.
What are they doing?
Hey, Wonka, why do you dress them so degradingly?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Stupid Dobson.
No, Oompa Loompas.
Oompa Whatsas?
Loompa Land, there's no such place.
Excuse me,
Mr. Wonka, I am a teacher of geography.
Oh, well, then you know all about it. And what a terrible country it is. Nothing but desolate wastes and fierce beasts. And the poor little Oompa Loompas were so small and helpless, they would get gobbled up right and left. A wang doodle would eat 10 of them for breakfast.
Oh, really? A wang doodle? Yeah, okay.
Everybody wang doodle tonight.
Horn swagglers and snaz wang.
Horn swagglers? Yeah. See plenty of those down at the Prancing Pony.
Sorry, but all questions must be submitted in writing. And so, in the greatest of secrecy, I transported the entire population of Oompa Loompas to my factory here.
Hey, Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa. I want you to get me an Oompa Loompa.
Will you settle for, I don't know, a punch in the face?
I want an Oompa Loompa now!
Stuff is terrific. Grandpa, look at Augustus.
Uh-oh.
No,
here we go.
Oh, boy. Augustus, do me a favor.
Oh, please, don't do that. My chocolate must never be touched by human hands. Please, don't do that. Don't do that. You're contaminating our entire river. Please, I beg you, Augustus.
Oh, really?
My chocolate. My beautiful chocolate.
I mean, they could just reach their hand out. I mean, why aren't they helping him?
Please, Murphy.
Quick, Charlie, here. Quick, Augustus, grab this.
This balloon on a stick.
Yeah.
You know, that's edible.
Dive in, save him.
Oh, it's too late.
Too late?
He's had it now. The suction's got him.
Augustus, come back. Where is he?
Yeah, that ought to work. Just keep yelling, come back.
He can't swim.
There's no better time to learn.
There's his coat going up the pipe.
Call a plumber.
Stuck in the pipe there, isn't he, Wonka? It's his stomach that's done that.
Wait, that's not chocolate.
Oh, the pressure will get him out. Terrific pressure is building up behind the blockage.
Oh, yeah, is it?
I wonder how long he's going to take it to push through.
The suspense is terrible.
He's going to go this time.
I hope it'll last.
Go on, boy, go on.
This is terrible. He'll never get out.
Yeah.
Yes, he will, Charlie. Watch. Remember you once asked me how a bullet comes out of a gun?
No, Grandpa, I don't remember asking that.
He'd be making two marshmallows in 5 seconds.
You were just showing me your gun.
Unthinkable. Why?
You creep.
Because that pipe doesn't go to the marshmallow room. It goes to the fudge room.
You terrible man.
That whistle. Take Mrs. Gloop straight to the fudge room, but look sharp.
Take that orange makeup off and do something about it.
You boiled him up, I know it.
Il desperandum, dear lady. Across the desert lies the promised land. Goodbye, Mrs. Gloop. Adieu. Auf Wiedersehen. Gesundheit. Farewell.
Everybody's favorite song.
Here we go.
I've got a perfect puzzle for you.
I wonder what that is.
If you drink this stuff, you'll have to take a pee.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweets?
Eating as much as an elephant eats.
What are you?
Very creative lyrics.
What do you think will come of that?
Where's Boston,
I don't
Rob?
Like the look of it.
Oompa, don't
oompa,
know.
If you're not greedy, you will go far.
That's Oompa juice right there.